Okay, boys, and today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We're holding Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, almost halfway down the Amud, where the line begins Oid Rabbanan, and today's Gemara begins Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Masni Hochi. Rav Nachman Yitzchok is telling us a second version of what we learned yesterday, a shaila that Rabbi Yochanan asked vis-a-vis a kota. Just to get us back into the sugya, and since the Gemara is going to rely on the Mishnah that we brought yesterday, we should probably just take a quick look at yesterday's Amud Beis, and then that will be a good hakdama into today's Gemara. So if you look back at Yud Beis Amud Beis, roughly 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, we'll go through this rather quickly because we've already learned it. Our Mishnah, of course, told us that when it comes to Chei Yishoyte V'Katan, they are possible for Shechita. Because I'm afraid, Shema Yilkalkalu Es Shechitasa. They'll be Mekalkal. How? By doing a Shehiya, or they'll do a Dorsa, they'll go and put down pressure. So, Omer Abchi Bar Abba, Boy Rabbi Yochanan, 7 lines from the bottom of the Amud Beis, Katan Yesh Le'machshava Oy Ein Le'machshava. A kata, when he does something, can we extract from him that he had a machshava that will have valid effectiveness? What do we mean? Gemara will explain. Yesh la machshava, ein la machshava. Omali Rabami. Rabami says, V'tiboyle maisa. Why are you asking about a machshava? Why don't you ask whether he did a maisa? Whether or not that has any legal efficacy or not. Is Maishna Maisa Tolecha Maboyle? I know why I didn't ask about Maisa. Did not, because we have a Beferish Mishnah. The Yeshlehen Maisa. A cotton can do a Maisa, which has legal effect. If that's the case, that very same Mishnah, Machshava Nami Loiti Boyle, because did not Eilen Machshava. And we're going to quote a Mishnah right now, a Mishnah Mesechtes Kalim, where it shows very clearly that a cotton can attribute to him a maisa that has legal effect, and on the other hand, will show that machshava has no legal effect. What mishnah is that? None, as we learned yesterday. You have an eloin which is an acorn, a rimoin which is a pomegranate, an egoiz which is a walnut. Each one of them, the tinoikos, the children were playing with it. And how did they play with it? They decided to carve out the inside so that it forms now a kli kibble. What are they going to use that for? Lomid behen ofar. So as Barry said yesterday, to play in the sandbox, to go and fill it up with sand and then pour it out and measure how much sand it has, etc. Oishit kinum lekaf meiznaim, or they made it for one side of a scales so that you'd be able to go and put something else on the other side, like an apple or a piece of meat or a piece of fish or whatever, and they'd be able to go and measure it, having this one side, I guess you put into it a litter or a chatzi litter, or maybe on the other side of the scales you put a litter, and on this side you'd put the food item. But the point is that they fashioned a kli kibble, which is now has utility. Since it's a kli, it's tumayin, it's susceptible to tuma, neshiyeshla and maisa. Says the Mishnah, what, but this is a cotton, this is a tinoik that created this. Makes no difference. A blamasa, you do have a maisa here, you have a new kli. It's a somewhat of a primitive kli, but nevertheless it has a kli, it's a kli kibble, you can put into it all types of things. So therefore it is makabal tuma. However, says the Gemara in the top, the Eilen Machshava, if they didn't fashion a kli, but rather there was already a pre-existing empty pomegranate shell or walnut shell, which you can go and put things into it, even if the child says to his friends, hey, Kinnelach, look, we have a little shell over here, we can play with it, we can fill it with offer, we can use it for a kafmas naim, etc. Those are gunish mit gunish, because we can only attribute to them legal efficacy when you're talking about they're fashioning a kli, making a maisa as opposed to just a machshava alone. So therefore, Frankly Gemara yesterday, why is Rabbi Yochanan asking whether cotton yeshle machshava einle machshava? Why didn't he ask yeshle maisa einlehen maisa? Because he had a mishnah that says yeshlehen maisa. So that very same mishnah says einlehen machshava. So what was the shaila? Amalei, he told him the shaila of Rabbi Yochanan was machshava greatest loy kamaboyle. Avada just a sam machshava. We just said, Ein lehen machshava. That there was a hybrid, that you had a maisa, and if you look into his mind, you can see a possible machshava. What do you mean? You're going to have a kaima oyle bedarim. You have the base of mikdash. The oyle is standing. The behemah is standing in the dorim side of the azar. And we all know that oyle is kachi kudish. And with kachi kudish, we have to shecht on the tzach inside. And I see this cotton, who's holding in one hand a nice long chalef to do the shechita, and he's now traipsing in the azarah, taking the oyle from the dorim, taking it to the tzafayin, b'shachta, and now he shechted it. So Mai, what would you say about this shechita? We already said that a cotton l'chayra doesn't have enough maturity to go and effect a shechita, but in this case, maybe you can see how intelligent, how fast-forward this child is, how mature he is, m'da'asi b'tzafayin b'shachta. Do you say he did it b'kavana because he says, I know, I just finished Masechtas Zvachim, Masechtas Menachos. I know it bal peh, and I know that one of the major rules when it comes to kachi kudish means that you have to go and shecht the mitzvah, and that's why it took mitzvah. Lamaisi, he didn't say it. We're trying to read into his mind. My mid'asi b'tzafin v'shachta ichavim lo, so we can go and see the machshavti nikeres miteich masav. Or maybe when he was standing there in Dorim, it kind of got a little bit tight. There were other shochtim standing there with other kabbanas. He needed to have a little breathing room, and therefore he said, you know what, I'm going to move there b'tzalfayim, because there's much more room over there. So therefore, that was the shayil l'choyre that Rabbi Yochanan asked, a situation of machshavti nikeres miteich masav. Why don't we just go and ask the cotton why he did that? It's talking about that right after he finished the shechita, they told him that they're having a party in the sandbox, and immediately ran back to the park to have a good time. Obviously, we're not talking about a 5-year-old, but a 12-year-old, okay, so he maybe doesn't play in the sandbox anymore, but maybe he wants to go and play in a basketball game or a baseball, whatever. So as shenishdu, the question is this a kosher korban or not? That was the shaila. The Gemara wanted to be poshted from a situation of peiros on top of gag. Do you say b'chiyutan? Not b'chiyutan. But that's the first lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're going to go and skip down to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Today's daf. Rav Nachman Yitzchok Masni Hochi. He had a different version of Rabbi Yochanan's shaila. Remember we started off yesterday, which we just repeated today, Amrav Chia Bar Abba. So Rav Nachman Yitzchok had the following formulation, again Amr Chia Bar Abba, and again Boy Rabbi Yochanan, but not whether Koten Yesh Lo Machshava, Ein Lo Machshava, so that the Gemara should ask, why didn't he ask about Maisa, but Takapung Fakert, Boy Rabbi Yochanan, Koten Yesh Lo Maisa, Ein Lo Maisa, can a Koten have a Maisa or not have a Maisa? Now, we're not talking about the same type of maisa. Well, let's first learn the next couple of lines, then we'll have a better feel for what Rabbi Yochanan Shaila is. Why are we asking about maisa? Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan ask whether a cotton has machshava? So I know why. You know why he didn't ask about machshava? Titnan, because we learned in that Mishnah, which we just quoted, that Eilen machshava. Those were the top three words on the top of our omelet. It says very clearly, "Ein machshava." So, ma'isa namalayti boyle. Then he shouldn't ask about ma'isa because that very same Mishnah said that man yesh le ma'isa. They can do a ma'isa, like we said, if he chokek, if he carves out the egoiz or the aloin or the rimoin, yesh le ma'isa, and it's makabel tuma. So, ibazoi, why is he asking about the Ma'isa? Why didn't he ask about machshava? Manavshach, if he knew the Mishnah, and of course Rabbi Yochanan knew all Mishnah, so he knew both yesh le ma'isa ve'en le machshava. So basically, the Gemara is starting off 180 degrees from where we started off yesterday, meaning that Rabbi Yochanan asked yesh le machshava, ein le machshava. Says the Gemara, why don't we ask about ma'isa instead? Or that you know from the Mishnah, so then you know the din of machshava from the Mishnah. Says him, well, you're right. I'm not asking about pure machshav. I'm not asking about pure maisa. I'm talking about machshav de nikeres mitoich masav. So that's basically the same type of background to today, but just in reverse. Why is he asking about maisa? Why isn't he asking about machshav? Oh, you know about machshav, so you know about maisa too. So the Gemara Hachi Kami Boile. The Shailu was the Oyraisa Oy the Rabbanon. This halacha that we have in that Mishnah, vis-a-vis the Aloin and the Rimoin and the Egois, that we said Yesh Len Maisa, the Eilen Machshava. The question is this Min HaToira or is this Midrabbanon? If you're asking what difference does it make whether it's Min HaToira or Midrabbanon, so we had the same discussion yesterday at the tail end of the first version of Rabbi Yochanan Shaila. And the Nafka Minna is Legabe, whether being Machmer or whether being Mekel. What do we mean by that? Says the Gemara, Hachi Komi Boilei Deiraisa. That that we said yesterday, that Lemoshel Legabe, the Aloin Rimon, the Egois, that they have a Maisa. And because they have a Maisa, now this new container, the former acorn, former pomegranate, former walnut, which is just now a kli kibble, we said it, yesh lehen maisa, and they are mekabel tuma, just like a regular kli. Is this taka min ha-toira this way? Or is this only derabbanan this way? Kachi kumi boile, is this deoraisa? And if you're going to tell me, yes, this is deoraisa, then I will be able to use this not only in the case of that Mishnah where it's a chumra, but I'll be able to use it in the case of the oile bidorim that he schlepped to the tzafoin, where there it is a kula. What do you mean that it's a kula? Because if you're going to go and tell me that machshav toy nikeres mitoich ma'asav, that under normal circumstances we would never allow for a shchita by a cotton because ain loideya. However, in those cases where we see machshav and nikeres mitoich ma'asav, this is a very mature young man and he really knows his stuff, says Rabbi Yochanan, I can see where we would go and give him the blessing and say, yeah, for these purposes, he's considered to be a godon. For instance, Legabe, the case of fashioning a kli. We say, is it tenek? What does he know? No, I see he knows what he's doing, because after all, he fashioned this beautiful kli for being able to go and use in the sandbox or to use for his scales or whatever. Is that just a chumra? Mitzana din emesent is gunish mit gunish. This is not a kli, and therefore it cannot be mekabel tuma. So if there's food inside it, it will not be mekabel tuma. This is good. However, the chachamim were goyzer because they wanted to go and strengthen the inyonim of tuma v'tahara, and they said, lamase, it looks like a kli, it smells like a kli, it acts like a kli, we're going to give it a din of a kli, that it is mekabel tuma. Midraban. However, when I have this bright young man who is going and schlepping the animal from Doroim to Tzofoim, why is he doing it? Why is he taking it to Tzofoim? Is it because there's no room left in Doroim, or at least it's a little bit tight? Or is it because he taka knows that this is a korban oila, which you have to do with Tzofoim because it's got shikudishim? This is the way we learned the Gemara yesterday at the tail end. Rashi goes and throws in a little bit of a curveball and says it's a little bit different in this second version of Rabbi Yochanan. In which respect is it different? Because in the Gemara at the top, when we ask about Machshavti, Nikeres Mitoich Ma'asav, says the Gemara, it's talking about that he was standing with Zorayim, he took the animal to Tzofayim, and he shechted it, and we're all bewildered, why did he take it to Tzofayim? Is this really such a young Eloi that he knew the Hilchos Oyla and the Hilchos Kach Kudish, we have to think of it Tzofayim. Oy Dilma, said the Gemara, Mokim Hudale Yisramila, he didn't have any room. Rashi, however, in this new version of Rabbi Yochanan, learns a little bit differently. If you look at the first line of the, is it the first line? Yesh Len Ma'isam Adem Mechech, you see the first line of the middle wide lines, where it says Yesh Len Ma'isam. That was the shayla. Boy, Rabbi Yochanan, yesh le maisa. Em osu maisa moichiach al machshavton. Sounds like machshavton, the keres mitoich masav. However, over here it's talking about upirshu sh'al das kein oisin. We're talking about a situation where he's saying, befeirish, this is the reason why I'm taking the oila from the doraim to the tzofayim. Ukinaparshin, like we explained before, shehevi oila tzofayim. But before the Gemara said, he didn't explain what his kavana was when he's schlepping into Tzofayim. Is it because that's the halacha, or because mokum dle yisramile? But here it's talking about upirish. He's saying out loud, Raboisai, you know why I'm taking it from Dorim to Tzofayim? Because I know, shemepnei shedorim pasala, I know that if you're going to leave it in Dorim and Shech, that over here it's going to be possible. I don't want to go and create a possible carbon. You know what Hefsid is going to be then for the Baalim? He's going to go and take me to court and say, you ruined $500 because it's not a kosher carbon. You Shech to the Bedorim. That's why you may veal it something. So here, in fact, he expressed himself and said that that's the reason why I'm doing it. Now the halacha is, now the shayla of Rabbi Yochanan is, does the fact that he is so smart and he goes and explains himself, not just I'm doing a maisa, but it's a maisa coupled, and not only with a machshava, but with a dibur, where he's saying very clearly, that's why I'm doing it. Would that now propel him to gadol status and allow for this oila to be a kosher oila or not? Ah, so if you're going to go and tell me, like the Gabi, the case of the fashioning the kelim for purposes of kabbalas tumah, because it's a kli kibble, maybe that's only drabanan. We're being machmir. But to go and say that this carbon oila, which is geshochten by a katan, that this should be kosher, I don't know that I can go that far. Because that would be a tremendous kula. It would be a kula in the sense that I don't go and tell the Baalim, sorry, you have to do a do-over, you got to bring a new carbon because this cotton messed up. Or do you say that in fact it is the araisa, that any time I see that a cotton is so smart that he's able to go and fashion a kli out of it, and in our case going one step further, that he took the oila from the dorim to the tzafayim, and he says, you know, I'm doing it because we learn Masechta Zvachim, then that's the only way you can go and shecht kachi kudashim. Would I go and now be mitztaref, the machshava and the maisa together, and say, kosher or not? That was Rabbi Yochanan Shaila Hachi Kami Boile. Do you say that the reason why by Tumas Kalim, the reason is because it's Tiraisa, the child has so much maisa and machshava, that's why it works? Oy durabanan. Or do we say no, we're only machmer over there because we want to be machmer, gzeira durabanan. However, in the case of an oiler, where if you're going to go and attribute to him a maisa mit a machshava together and say, godel status, the dushanish, that we cannot do because then you're being makel on the hilchas atayra that you have to have a shechita normally through a godel. So that was the shayla that Rabbi Yochanan is posing, o pashit, and how he was poshit it. Yes, they do have a maisa, even min hatoyra. The ein lehen machshava fil midrabana, and they do not have a machshava even midrabana, like we had the case at the top of the Amud. If he just found an empty pomegranate shell or walnut shell, what will we go and tell him? And he says, yeah, we're going to use this now for a kli to go and use in the sandbox. That this is gunish mit gunish. Ein len machshava, like the Gemara said at the top of the Midrabat. Machshav, the keres mitoich ma'asav. Oh, well, you have such a hybrid situation where he had a ma'asav and he had a machshava that you can go and tell what this person had in mind. Midraisa ein loy. Midraisa that still doesn't give him the legal effect like a god oil because he's fart a cotton. A midraban yeshloy, a midraban, we would say, yes, we do give him that status like a godel, so that in the case of the kli, he fashioned it out. It's beautiful. And what status does it have? It is mekabel
tov. So the carbon, though, would not be good in this situation. But if he said, if he actually explicitly said, in other words, maisa, where he brings it to the north. But if he actually enunciates.
It's a very good question. Now, if you look at the last Rashi right before the wide lines, Rashi says, "Midiraisa ein loy the gavi bayan kamaisa the oila loy samchin nala." In terms of our first story, in other words, bayan kamaisa sounds like what Rashi is alluding to is the first version of the iboya that we had yesterday, that we went quickly over today. In such a case, loy samchin nala, we would not be soymech on it, even though we see that he's schlepping the oila from the dorim to the tofet. Mashuf and Rashi, that the second iboya, we would rely on that maisa, and that's why he started off. If it's a maisa where we have not only a maisa, because remember, according to this second version of Rabbi Yochanan, he said, yesh lehen maisa. Rashi said, what does that mean? Osu maisa moichiach al machshavta. He did a maisa which is crystal clear, because Upirsha, he said, that's why I'm taking it. Aldas Kain. Upirsha mnei dorim posala. Evestach. He knows that it's possible. So it's Masha from the Rashi that when we're saying now that Maisi Yeshloi, even Midiraisa, right? What was the Lashon HaGemara? That Uparshit Yeshloi Maisa Fil Midiraisa, such a Maisa that is coupled with a statement, a Dibur where he says crystal clear, then we would go and rely on him, and it would be even kosher by the carbon oil in the base of Mikdash. Einam Machshava Fil Midrabanan, that Machshava is garnish. Machshavin Keres Mitech Maisa, like the Bayan Harishoina, like the first Iboya, like we had of yesterday, the Gemara says, and the Gemara is really repeating what we said at the end of yesterday's Gemara, Midarai Se'enle, we won't rely on that if he's just schlepping the oila from the Dorim to the Tzofen without saying a word. I don't know. Is this Kavana because he wants to make it into a carbon oila, which is kosher, only the Tzofen? Or is it because Duchto lo yisamile, he didn't have any space? And therefore, midraisa, we cannot rely on that. Midrabanan, we will rely on it. In such a case, like the aloin and the remoin, we will rely on that to make it into a kli that it should be mekabeltum. So therefore, einachanami midrabanan, we're going to be machmir. However, we won't give a kula to say that this was a kosher ola, since he didn't say beferish that he's doing it, taking it to the tzofin because of hilchas ola. We just see that him taking it chveisnish. I don't know what his kavanah is.
Does it matter if the southern part of the Azara is crowded or not? If we can see there's no other reason but that. He doesn't say it. He doesn't say anything.
No, I hear you loud and clear. So it could be, although the Gemara gave an example, because we're assuming that Mokam Hudulay Yisramilay, Lav Dafka, we're just trying to find some sort of convenient justification.
Circumstantial evidence.
Right. So it could be, even if...
It's just a simple version.
Even if it turns out that in the Dorim, that there was a lot of room, but maybe for some reason there was a more of a breeze and
better sunlight,
maybe. Yeah, the weather is better.
Candy
it's
man
colder,
was
it's
in
warm.
The north.
Sorry, not
the candy man was in the north.
Candy man, very good, beautiful. And we continue on. Boy mina Shmuel Merafuna, minayim misasik bekodshim shuhu pasul. How do we know misasik bekodshim? What means misasik? Misasik means he was not mechaben at all to go and shech, but rather he threw the knife. This reminds us of yesterday's Gemara. They threw the knife ricochet towards the target, and yesterday a ricochet, exactly. That, says the Gemara, works legabei chulin. What's the din legabei kodshim? Legabei kodshim, no good. How do I, it's no good? So you have the identical situation where you have a shoychet standing inside the base of Midrash, inside the Tzofen by Kodesh Kudishim, inside the Dorim by regular Kodeshim, and what happened? And he was cutting a piece of paper of some sort with a nice sharp knife, and then the behemoth said, "Hey, what's going on over here? What's he? And the behemoth passes by, and the Shoycha, without even realizing, went and checked. "Hey, I can't imagine, this has never happened to me in my life. I've been checking now for 50 years, and I've never had such a situation. If the behemoth just goes through while I'm holding the knife, and I'm checking it, or I'm cutting something else, I'm cutting edge, and I did a successful shechita." How do you know that it's possible? In other words, you have to be mechaven to do a shechita, not to do a, that you're holding the knife, and then miraculously the behemoth went by and got kishocht. So this was the answer that Rav Huna gave to Shmuel. Boy, Menei Shmuel, Rav Huna, how do you know misasek is possible? B'shochet. Omalois, he answered him, Zubi Adenihi, this pasuk I knew without you. But I wanted to know that even b'diavad, if this situation, it's not kosher. Says Yimarka, says the pasuk, L'tzoynchem tizbachu, L'datchem zvoichu. L'tzoynchem means that it had to be your rotzoy, meaning your intention to go and be zaveach, L'datchem. Here wasn't his intention. His intention was he was just holding on to the knife, or he was cutting a piece of paper, or whatever he was doing. Since he didn't have the kavanah to go into shechita, even b'diavad, it's possible, even though it was a perfect shechita.
I don't understand why this is even a question. We had a mishnah in Zvachim.
Yeah.
There's six lishmas by a korban, l'shem zebach, l'shem baal, l'shem rechnechoch, l'shem rechnechoch. Why is it even a question? If you have to do it with kavanah, of course misasek wouldn't work. I mean, if you have to have kavanah by kachim, how can misasek even be entertained?
What's the halacha in the first Mishnah? Zvachim, called Zvachim, is Rushloi Lishmon Kesherim and Rushol Balam Shem Chayv. Right? Except for, you know, you can tell me Chatzas and Osher, but Lezer, yeah, the oil, that's fine. But what's the din? Is it a kosher carbon or not?
It's kosher, but it's not all Balam Shem Chayv.
That's what Agmar wants to know. Is it a kosher carbon? You have a person who's misasik b'kachim, he did not have any kavana at all.
So that's also a Mishnah. Okay, thank you. You push the question back to the beginning of Zvachim. What's Shmuel's question? If it's a Mishnah, that is kosher.
What's the first word of the question?
Minayin.
How do you know this? I know it's in the Mishnah. Okay. How does the Mishnah know?
Okay. So
what if this specific animal was set aside for an Ola and then he geshuffed the way with the paper?
Right.
Meaning the animal was set aside and intended
to be. He destroyed it.
Unfortunately, it's possible.
Can have it for dinner, but not
for dinner. You can't have it for dinner, no.
No, you can't.
No, it's possible. It goes to business refer. Well, it's Kedushas Guf. How can you?
Don't be upset.
You can't.
It's only money. It's replaceable.
You can't be a Pogash with that.
What you're saying is correct, but in fact, in Hilchas Choshev Mishpat, if a person was negligent, he's a mazik. He would have to go and pay. Okay, on to the next mission. Zuk to Mishnah. Shchitas Oivet Kechavim Nevela Umetama B'Masa. Oivet Kechavim is not the same as Avoidas Kechavim. Oivet Kechavim is a person who is a Gentile. He's shechting doesn't have to be over here a carbon, just a regular animal. What's the status? He is disqualified from shechita, and therefore the animal is a nevela. So much a nevela, it's metam b'masa. It's metam b'masa, like as if the animal had expired. Even though we look at the base of shechita, he did a perfect job. Rashi says it's talking about a filo kihil chasa v'achirim royinoise. We see that he knows his stuff. He learned Hilchas Shechita, this Oivet Kechavim, but unfortunately he's an Oivet Kechavim, therefore he's not qualified, not eligible. It's an Avela Matam Magro Masa. Now the Gemara is immediately Medayik. Why do we say that it's only a Matam Magro Masa? L'choyer, there's a more overriding concern, and that is, are you allowed to go and sell this now on the open market and make money? Although it's Osir Bachila, and it's Metame, but is it Mutabano or Osir Bana? Now we know from the Torah that when you talk about Nevelis and Trefois, they are Mutabano. What does it say in the Torah?
The
Kalev Tashlichano, you say, that's one Pasik. Or another Pasik says that you can go and sell it.
To the Ger in the Toshav.
Exactly. So you're allowed to go and sell it to a Goy. So that's important, you know. I can't eat it, you can't eat it, but at least it's not a total waste, we can make money on it. By the fact that the Mishnah just says Nevela, in Isra no loy, l'chor, there's no Isra no. So now you're going to say, well, that's always the case by Nevela and Trefet, that it's Mutabana. The question, however, over here is, since it was a Gentile that did the Shechita, do I have to be concerned that maybe he had in mind, or even if he didn't have in mind expressly, but stam the machshava of an oivik kechavim is everything that he shechs, he has in mind for his God, and that's what he had in mind. Or we deem it as if he had in mind for his avodah zarah. If it was a takrivus avodah zarah, then it would be osir bana. The Zok Tiyumara, man tana, who's the tana that would hold that stam shechitas oivik kechavim does not transform it into avodah zarah or a takrivus avodah zarah? Amr b'chiyah b'rababa, Amr b'yoychanan, t'loy k'Rab Lezer, it's not like K'Rab Lezer, dear Rab Lezer, Omar, stam machshev es oivik kechavim, la'avoid as kechavim, oh, that's not what Rab Lezer holds, that stam machshava of a Gentile is, when he is shechting, he has a mind for avoid a zara, and therefore, according to him, it would taka be osirban, oh, Rabami Omar, hochik tani, no, shechitas oivik kechavim nevela, ha'demin la'avoid as kechavim. Now this Reb Ami, says Rashi, is not arguing with the Tanakhama, or not arguing with what we just said. He's not arguing with Reb Chia b'Reb Abba. Chia b'Reb Abba said the name Reb Yochanan, that our Mishnah says that it's Nevela, and it doesn't have a din of Isra. No, says Reb Ami, I agree with that. I'm just going to add another halacha in addition to that. Reb Ami, Omer Hachikton, Shkintzai v'chob Nevela, that's because it was of a regular oivet kechavim. Ha de min, if a min had shechted it, it's lavoides kechavim. What exactly is the definition of a min? We're going to see on the Amid Beis. A min means a person who is oduk lavoides zara. Oduk means in English they would say he's addicted to avoides zara. And if my father's Shechan Avruch was alive, he might say that oduk and addicted could be the same etymology.
And he's a mean person because he's a mean
person. That, you should have said that.
No, okay. But this but is this
it's
is
it's wisdom. Open forum. Open
forum.
Oh, so
he knew what he meant.
He knew what he meant. He means what he said. Yeah, exactly.
He says what he means.
Good. Anyway, so yes, in the past we have said that min, I've sworn to say for years ago, that is Rosh Teva, is either me anche Yeshu Nutri or me Talmide Yeshu Nutri. So he might, could be he was one of the Gospels or one of the early Talmidim, whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, a min is considered to be worse for our halachas purposes than a mummer. We'll see that Mishum and the Rashi in Amid Beis. A mummer is just a regular, not nice guy, and a mummer is considered to be
a mum.
He has the...
A mum.
He has a mum. Good. So getting back to our... So, Shechita Zog HaChom is Nevela. Had the min, lavoid is Chichom. If it's a min, Rashi says this min is lav davka a goy. It's even talking about a Yisrael. And in fact, presumably, if this Rosh Tevis is correct, may tamli the Yeshu Notri, Taka, every min was at least initially a Yisrael. The Kolchkin is certainly if it was a goy that was a min at the same time who was Odek and avoid Israel. The Chavada Levada, we will attribute to his Machshava and his Maisa that it was Levoid Chachavim, and then it would be Taka, Osir Bahana. It says the Gemara, Tanin Lahoda Ton Rabban. That's what we just learned now. That is a Raya from to a Braisa, that Shechitas Min Levoid Chachavim. What we're talking about, a min, Shech Levoid Chachavim. Pitoy paskusi, yeno yayenesach, svarav sifrei koismin, peroisav tvon. What we're saying is basically this person is from the lowest level of society for our purposes. Pitoy, his bread, is paskusi. And this is worse than pas akum, because as you know, when it comes to pas akum, there's a difference between pas palter, or if it happens to be, or balbais. But if it happens to be a goy goes and does in his own home, then it's awesome. If it's paspalti, sells it to the world, then there was already two minhagim. And even today, there are people that are knowing lahakil, that as long as it's a public bakery, of course you have to make sure that there are no non-kosher ingredients. If there are non-kosher ingredients, nothing to talk about. But if it's just water together with the flour, and maybe add a little bit of salt, then it's paspalter, and those that are making paspalter can go and buy it. Those are, machmir has to be dafke pas Yisrael, would not eat from it.
If he was attracted to the world, then you have min hugim.
Min hugim. Oh, very good. So and you would hug him. Good. Mm-hmm. So now, what is the definition of pitoy paskusi? What does that mean? So we have Rash Toisis over here gives us a little bit of a sense. The bottom Toisis, pitoy paskusi, the pikeder blazer yesh the Ezra uzrubavu ben shaltir v'yeshua ben yoytzadik nidu oison. They put the kusim into chayrim. They put a cheirim on them. B'shloishmeis kahanim, they made a real big fuss about it. 300 kahanim. U'b'shloishmeis tinoikais, and 300 tinoikais. I'm not sure what the tinoikais accomplished. Maybe they cried, made a lot of noise. U'b'shloishmeis sifrei Torah, 300 sifrei Torah. As you know, when we use the term 300 in Chazal, it's often a lashon guzmah. V'yutoikin, and they were blowing shofar. V'alvim mishoirim, and the levim were going and singing. U'mesaimim ba. Mikan Omru, from this we see kol oichel paskusi ki ilu oichel baser chazer. Eat a paskusi is eating a shtik chazer. And we don't mean the gabi the bracha, whether you make a moitzi, whether you make a shahakel. I mean it's chazer. Now, why is this so terrible? I mean, we had in the Gemara before that
they put a yona in.
Exactly, and that's why they said you're not allowed to have the yayin of kusi, and that's why Ram Gamliel and Beis Dino said you cannot have the shechita of kusi. But we never heard about this paskus, and it should be ki'ilu oichel basa chazir. So, if you go back to the Toisis and have Dalid Omid Aleph, you'll notice that Gemara was talking about matzas kusi. Mendi Dalid Omid Aleph. What's matzah's kusi? A kusi that made matzah for Pesach, can you use it on Pesach or not? Based on what we just said now, even if it was chometz, you can't use it because of the fact that it's pas kusi. And it's chazir. So you see the middle toises here in Daftal and Medalev, matzah's kusi, mitzvah, and toimah. Vale gozer al piton. Now why were they gozer al piton? Not because of the yoina and har grizim. It was much worse than that. The fish are you mavatlin binyan beis hamikdash bimei Ezra.
They fought the building of it.
They made havganos in Midwood against the building of the beis hamikdash, and they sent pictures and went viral all the way to Korosh and to all the other guys. Sorry?
Nothing. They said it was
Chabad.
You know, they said...
Chabad, okay. Whatever.
Tucker Carlson made the story that the whole war in Iran is for Chabad.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, right.
He, he's a very, very smart guy. He's a brilliant IQ. What does he say? Brilliant IQ. It's a,
low IQ.
Low
what's,
IQ.
What's this, Anfield? What's this about?
It's in her
class.
Oh, yeah.
He's not Roy.
And you know what that did? Chabad got such an increase in
donations. Somebody donated $80,000 right away in Florida. It's true.
So you should happen more often, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, his name is not Roy to be recited in the basic key space. You know, he's certainly not in the middle of
the story. You know, any publicity is good publicity.
Good. Anyway, so the Gzeira of the Pas, Tosis over here on our daft really didn't go into it. Just speaking of Blazer, Yeshua, Ezra, they were Goyzer, but the Sholosh doesn't say why. Here it tells you why. The reason is because when Vatal, Binyan, Beis, Abidish, Bumay, Ezra, that's the same pick of their blessed that's quoted in our daf. That's our more of the command daf you'd give our Gemara. That shchitas min labodis chom pita paskusi. Ah, so in Bazoi, Freitach Toisris, how is the Gemara saying that you're going to allow to go and eat matzah skusi and skusha le Pesach? You're not going to eat
skusi.
It's paskusi. It's only paskusi. Whether it's chometz or whether it's matzah. I remember the time that my Yehocha be'isa di Yisrael, she'osa hakusi mimena matzah. Meaning that the Yisrael was the one that fashioned it into a dough, and he didn't have time to go and put it in the oven. Maybe he didn't have an oven, and he asked the kusi, could you do me a favor? Finish it off, put it into the oven, take it out. That's mutter. Maybe the kuzi said, "Yeah, don't worry about it. You can go to your daf, you can go to your shir, you can go to the office. I'll take care of it." And what did he do in the meantime? He twiddled his thumbs and he let it sit there for half an hour before he put it into the oven. These kusim are not trusted. That he himself was invited to the Seder together with the Jew, and the only matzah he ate was that matzah that he baked on behalf of the Jew. So it must be that it's kosher because of the fact that
they're
machmir themselves. They're not careful about others. They even listen to Mishnah about themselves. He's a frimmer. So he's going to make sure, right? Ganef and a gazlan of an erlich hakusi. So therefore, if he eats it, then you're allowed to go and eat it after all. But that was all prior to this gzeirah, and therefore, based on this, paskusi is tak osir, and that's why the Gemara says pite paskusi. Yeno yayin nesach, since he is doing avodah zarah, so he's no different than any other oivet avodah zarah, then any time he pours the wine, you have to suspect that maybe he is doing libations for his avodah zarah. Sfar of sifrei koisman. Sifrei koisman is a curious term because a kosein is usually a person who engages in witchcraft. Mm-hmm. The Pasuk talks about a kosein, menachesh, umachashev, all of these witchcraft people. However, Rashi here says sifrei koisman is referring to the last line, Nevi'ei Habal. The Vim for the Baal that we have by Elio and Har HaKarmel. So we're talking about this Svarim doesn't mean that he writes books of heresy. Rashi says he wrote Torah Nivya Muksuvim Shekosvam Min. He is a sofer, and he wrote a Sefer Torah. And that Sefer Torah, since he's Nevi HaBaal, it's L'Shem Avodas Chachavim. V'chanami Amrim Mesechus Gittin, Sefer Torah Shekosvam Min. Yisorev, you have to go and burn it. No good. Svarim, Sifrei Koisman. Pei Rois of Tzvalim, since we're talking about a Jew, not talking about a Goy, by Goy is the Chamachloikis, whether he has the power to go and undo Hilchos Tevel and not Eretz Yisrael, but here talking about a Jew, Pei Rois of Tzvalim, even if he gave Tumas and Meisers, unreliable, we don't care, Pei Rois of Tzvalim. The Yesh Omrim, some say, Af Bon of Mamzerim, that this Min, any children that he has, he have to be Choshev of Mamzerim. Why? Says Taparashi, Sheni Makbir Al Ishtoi Umafkira. If this man has been mafkir, the Bnei Shalom, for his stupid idols and his stupid statues, then he could be that he's mafkir his wife too. And therefore she may have lived with other men, maybe for a fee, maybe not, we don't know. But Lamaza, any child that is born, could be it's not his child, it's only her child. And therefore, that's how bad the min is. The Tanakhama, why didn't the Tanakhama say that? This was the Yesh Omrim. Why didn't the Tanakhama say, Abban Mamzeirim? Ishtalei mafkir. His Rabbeinu Shloim, Rachmon Lislam, is mafkir, he doesn't believe in God. Believes in his idols. However, the Gabi, his wife, that's a really different story. I want to make sure that my wife is my wife and she doesn't go.
That's children.
We're talking about a kusi here, or we're talking about a min.
We're talking about a min.
A min.
Okay. The status of this min is that his pas has a status like the paskus.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Good. So now we're going to. So bottom line is, this is what Rav Abba Omer, not Rav Abba Yochanan. This was Rav Dimi. No, what was it? Rav Ami Omer Hochiktoni. He added to our knowledge of the Mishnah. He said, by the way, our Mishnah is talking about Stamagoy that went and shechted. If you talk about a min that shechted, then the ramifications are much worse because a min is considered to be much, much worse. So Zokti Mar Omer Mar Shechitas Oivik Chavim Nevela. That's what it said in the Mishnah. The Nechesh Shem Minhu. Maybe this Oivik Chavim, in fact, happens to be a closet min. And if he's a closet min, it's not just Nevela, it's Oserba No. There are no minim among the goyim. There are only minim among the Jews. And therefore, since our Mishnah is talking about an oivik chavim, by definition, he's not a min. What are you talking about? There are plenty of umas oivik chavim goyim that are real minim that are oduk. And here's where Rashi defines what an oduk is. You see the top Rashi. Min zeh oduk v'avodas chavim. He's addicted to avodas chavim. A min is worse than a mummer. He really believes it. The whole day he's thinking about his God, his God, his God, God with a small g, about his statue, about his narishkeit. However, that is, if you talk about a min. A mummer, in a lot of senses, as we'll see in the Gemara, just goes through the
motions.
Goes through the motions.
Like he doesn't believe in. He believes in Hashem and he goes through the motions of the Avodah Zarah.
Believes in the Avodah Zarah, but it's not on top of his priority list. In other words, yeah, Kratzvah will make sure to go.
It's a secular.
Yeah, we're going to see.
He's a lapsed Avodah Zarah, Nick.
A reformer.
We'll see in another moment the Gemara is going to say about these Goyim, Minig Aviseyim, the Yadayim. They go to church and mass on 1 o'clock or 11 o'clock on Sundays. And they say, when is the pastor going to be finished with his drusha? Because I want to get out, when he finishes with the sermon, I want to get out immediately. Rachman Litzlan, unfortunately, we have that minik amongst some Yid L'cholza. However, L'havdol bin Chaim, L'havdol bin Havdi
Adol. And it's called a minik.
Minik. Minhog, yeah. And you have to hug him, right? Okay, very good. All right, we'll talk about that another moment. But in the meantime, says the Gemara, maybe this Ovechom was a min. Says Rav Nachman, there's no such thing as min by Ovechom. What do you mean? Of course, there are min by Ovechom. And I really mean it. But Chazin and Deika, Envidimar in, Roiv Ovechom, no, Ein Roiv Ovechom minim. What I mean to say is, yes, there are minim, but Derech Klal, the Roiv Ovechom are not minim. And so therefore, when you just see an Ovechom chachting, you don't have to automatically assume that it's Osir Ba. No, you can assume it's just Osir Ba Achila. And so Veloki Hodom Rabchia Bar Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan Nochrish Shebuchutz Laaretz Lav Oivdei Avoidus Kechavim Hein the Goyim in Chutz Laaretz, they're not real believers. El Minig of the same day and they just go through the motions. If you remember, we quoted this Gemara at the beginning of Masechtas Avoidus Zora, where the Gemara says over there the 3 days Lifnei Idayin before the Goyisha holidays, you're not allowed to do any Mekachu Memker with them. And then Tosis asks, what do you mean? We don't have that Hakpoda. It's a Befeish Mishnah, Befeish Halacha. Well, what's going on? So Tosis says over there, because they're not real Oivdei Avodas Chacham, they're only Minigab Asim B'Yadayim, they're just going through the motions. And therefore, when you go and do a Mekachu Memker with a Goy 2 days before Kratzmach, don't expect that when it's actual Kratzvach, he's going to look at his tree, he's going to start yoizling, and he's going to go and say, oh, thank you, yoizling, I did a deal with a Jew.
Just see where the gifts are.
Exactly right. Especially the children. Okay. Amar of Yosef, Amar Yumi, Amar of Nachman. Ein minim b'umas evikachav. There is no such thing as a min b'umas evikachav. What do you mean, Lamai? What are you talking about? Ilayim l'shchita, that you're just telling us now, that a min, and therefore, if he goes and checks, you don't have to worry about Israel. No, the Gabi was. Ilayim l'shchita, hashishchitas min di Israel. Amris asira, you agree with me that if a min of Israel goes and checks, not only is it osur b'achil, it's osur b'anor. The oivdei chavim niboya. If you find a min among the oivdei chavim, you're going to tell me, no, that's fine. You can sell it to goyim, like kelef tashlichan oisoi, and go and sell it to a goy. Zot Yemora, you're right. We're not talking about the gabi shchita, el gabi moiridin. Then what means moiridin? There's halacha that if you happen to have a min, that moiridin v'loy malin.
Oh, yeah.
Moiridin v'loy malin means...
It falls on the subway tracks.
Okay. Normally we talk about moiridin, we talk about into a bar, but I guess in the subway tracks there's also a bar, yeah, of sorts. So the halacha is...
They fall down, they don't come up.
So we're not talking about falling down, we're talking about...
Pushing
you're allowed to go and push a min. In other words, you're talking about Lamushel, the original Gospels, Luke and Matthew and all those guys who caused a lot of trouble for Klal Yisrael, and it led to crusades and pogroms and all of that. You see a guy like that, you can throw him down into the bar to go and kill him. No problem.
Only if you do it well.
You do it well because you're putting him in the bar. Yeah, yeah. This shir is never boring when you're around it because you do such a well job and so much spice. And nice and everything good. Okay.
Okay.
And everything nice. So hashe shchitas min di Yisrael amris asira da bichol niboyev elo meirin. Meirin means that you're allowed to go and throw him into the bar. So tomorrow hashe di Yisrael meirin. If you're talking about a yid that became a min, you can be meirin. You can throw him into the bar. Da bichol niboyev chavade oy bichol that he was always born from ab initio. He was from his origins. He was a goy and he's a min at the same time. So chavade he can go and throw him into the bar. So what did we mean that there's no din of min by Avdicham? Amrav Ukva Bar Chama lekabel mehem karbin legabe receiving and taking a karbin from them. And now the Gemara is going to tell us the Sanya. By the way, we had this at the end of Menachos, but now we're going to repeat it again. The Sanya mikem v'loy kulchem v'hoitzi esa mumer. We have no reading. We had it here in Daf Hei Amud Beis, here in our own Masechta, Masechta Shulin. Yeah. Or it's prat l'mummer. So what do we learn from this? What happens if a mummer or a min comes to the base of English and they want to go and bring a carbon? Will we accept the carbon from them? Yes or no? So if ukbar chom the kavli and carbon, the sign that says in the price, it says in the pasuk mikem. The vishtay to the pasuk mikem. If you have pasuk aleph ter harshon davar ben yisrael yematalem adam ki yakar mikem carbon lashem and a behem and a bokar mitzayin. What is that lashon of Adam kiyakrim mikem? Adam kiyakrim carbon lashem. What does that say? Mikem. Mikem v'loy kolchem. V'hoitzi es ha mummer. If you have a Jew who is a mummer, you do not accept a carbon from him. You want to bring a carbon? Do tshuva. Otherwise, forget about it. That's a mummer. Now we continue on. Mikem. Why did it say mikem? B'chem chalakti v'loy b'ayv gechot. Only among Jews am I making that distinction whether or not he happens to be an Erlich Yid and I accept from him his Kabbanis, or if he's a Mummer or a Min, and then I say, no, I'm not taking your card. But by Goyim, there's no such thing. If he happens to be a secular Goy, or even if he's a Frimma Goy who believes in all of his Narish Kaiten, we will accept a carbon from him. Now, why he would want to bring a carbon, I don't know. But if he decided he wants to be on the safe side, not only did he bring a carbon today for his Markulius, and he brought Takrevis, his Baal Pa'ar, and for the Baal, and all those other wonderful things, he wants to
cover all the bases.
Covers all the bases, and therefore he's bringing for a Yiddish of Indra Gott in Bismigdish. We accept it from him, even though he's a confirmed min. Really? We might? How do you know that? Oh, because of this pasuk. Mikem bochem chalakti, only by Jews that I make that distinction between a regular Jew and a mummer min Jew, but not by Avicham, we accept from them, period. Frankly, we might. Dilma, maybe it's the other way around. Dilma, hachi kama. Mi Yisrael, mi tzadiki, kabel. Accept a carbon from a tzadik, meaning a normal, regular Jew who is an Erlich Yid. Mi Rishi, loy tekaba, but if he's a Russian, do not take it. Nishkamin, nishkamummer. Av mi Avdechavim, klal klal loy. Maybe the mikem, bochem, comes to tell you, only by Jews do I make this distinction between Tzaddik and Russia. By Goyim, I don't make the distinction at all because I don't allow them to bring any carbon, no matter whether he's a Tzaddik or whether he's a Russia. So tomorrow, Lois Olkadaita, there's no such Havamina. The sign we have a Braisa, famous halacha that we've had already a few times. It says in the Pasuk, Ish, now look at Oiz Beis, Dabla Harvel Bonavei El Kol Bnei Yisrael, V'yamar Talev, Ish, Ish, Mi Beis Yisrael, Ashi Yakrav Karbonai L'chol Nidreim, etc. Why does it say twice ish? Ma tamalim ish ish? The rabbis of the Chavim should in the Dharma of Israel, a goy can go and bring a carbon. Oh, so goy clearly can bring a carbon. So what is this din of mikem, b'chem chalakim loy oiv dechavim? Like we just said, the din of min applies to Israel that we're not going to accept from him a carbon by Israel. But if it's a min by umas ha'olam, we will accept a korban from him after all, because we don't distinguish between a secular goy and a frimer goy. And now we understand what the Gemara said. What did we mean? We didn't mean the Gabi Hilchis Shchita. We didn't mean the Gabi Hilchis Madridin. We meant the Gabi Hilchis. Will we accept a carbon? The halacha is yes. Even though he's a min, that doesn't make any difference whatsoever. He wants to bring a carbon, we will accept it.
Why can't we accept him if a Jew is being a carbon? Why don't we say he's doing tshuva? Why don't we say he has to do tshuva first?
If he's fucking doing tshuva.
So how do we define that? That a person brings a carbon. Isn't that evidence he's doing tshuva? I mean, a Jew, how are we denying a Jew the
if he comes in and we ask him, I don't know whether he needs to bring Edom or not, but if we ask him, you're a min, you're a mumma, why are you bringing a carbon here? Oh, you didn't hear? I did tshuva yesterday. Really? Oh, and now you, yes, I put on tefillin, I wore tzitzit, and I wore the davening. So I assume that you would believe him, but if you're concerned that since he's a min, a mumma, he no longer has any emunah to him, right, then maybe he has to bring Edom to come along and say, yeah, it's true. We happen to be his roommates, or we happen to know him very well, next door neighbors. He started eating kosher again, he started going, he's no longer Mechal Shabbos, etc.
Okay.
But without that, carbon, but the shrit, is it Aser Be'Nazir? He's not so from that he has his...
A Gentile brings a carbon, we will accept it. Can he go right. and check?
Now, can he check and not be what we consider Asher Bahanah, that he had his thoughts to a Avodah Zarah?
That's
a original question.
He can't check. It's not a good check.
He checked it. The question is it now...
We're talking about Korban or Chulin.
I know, we're talking about Chulin. He checked it. Is it considered...
He wants to know, is it Asher Bahanah or not?
Asher Bahanah. Did he have Machshav? Like originally we started today's talk.
Yeah, from the earlier Gemara, the Gemara said that Madach and Min of a yid that goes in shech said it has a din of Yisrana, avad a goy. We said, ain mina b'uvetz chavim. We said that's al pi rav. But if I know for sure that this guy has on his, he has on his chest, attached to his yoizel, it says underneath it, I happen to be a min, then the halacha is that it would be osir b'ano, because I have to assume that all this machshav is always la b'yizel.
So the Mishnah starts out saying that it's not osir b'ano.
That's only because we're talking about a regular shechitas oifik chav. Then Reb Ami said, "Hachikani dafka shchita if chavim nevela had the min lavoidus chavim, then it would be osir b'ano too." Then the Gemara said, "The Amud Beis, and what about if it's a min among the oivdik chavim?" So the Gemara said, "Well, ain't minin b'uvitz oivdik chavim. There's no such thing." The Gemara doesn't make any sense. Ma'avich legabi the Jew, then a gavada legabi the goy. Says, "You're right. That the goy shchita would have the exact same din as the min of the Israel's shchita. That would be taka osir b'ano." If he's a min that has a mind always for avodah zarah.
Okay.
Continuing on, matamba b'masa. We said that after the goy shechsed, it has a din of a nevela matamba masa. We can pshita kiv nevela matamba masa like every nevela. What's the chiddush? Amar Rav Achitani zum matamba masa. The yesh l'cha acheres is another shi matamba afila ba'oyel.
Wow.
What is that?
Wow.
If somebody went and shechted a behema, l'shem markulius, l'shem baal, l'shem any one of the avodah zarahs, then it has a status that we call a takroivus avodah zarah, and everything in that building, if it's in a church, everything is tummy. The church is tummy anyway. But the point is that if it happens to be in a place, then it's metame ba'oyim. Look, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Just like Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, who's Rabbi Yehuda Maseira? We'll have then another 5-6 lines. Stay tuned.
He's in the
Tzivim. He's in the Tzivim, but he not only talks about Pesach, he also talks about the crazy way to Zorah, as you'll see momentarily. Ikadi Amri, there's another version of the same Rava, which is Pungfa Keret. Rava said in this first Lashon, Hachitani, Zumetam Emasa, Vyeshlocha Cheres, Zumetam Afila Ba'oyim. This second version is Amar Rava Hachitani Zumetama b'masa v'yeshlocha acheres shehi kizu shemetama b'masa ve'ena metama ba'oyel. Just the opposite of the first lashon. Ve'ezezu, which one is that? The curse of avodah zarah. Odeloy k'rav Yehuda ben Maseira, the son of Yehuda ben Maseira. Oymen minayin that the curse of avodah zarah shehi metama ba'oyel. You have the carbon of an avodah zarah. It's in your oyel. It's metama ba'oyel.
Shiva shamim. What type of tumah is this?
What's it then? Always like tumah soil.
With an army, it's that
you have to do. Does it require
shlishi? Yeah, shlishi and.
What's a normal tumas oil? Does it require
shlishi?
It's tumas mace. It is required.
Yeah.
So, if the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk now, I don't know whether Yehuda ben Maseiras Pasuk is Taka Midiraisa, because Midiraisa it would have the same din, or whether it's a din Dirabanan. If then that's a Dirabanan, then you'd only have to have Tvila, and then you'd be Kushim. As Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiras, Oymanan, talking about the Vedas of Shimitam, Oyushanem, we talk about Pa'ar, Vayoichu Zivchei Mesim. So it says about the Yidin, unfortunately, they erred and they sinned. Some of them, they got close to the Baal Pa'ar, Avoy Zara, and they ate Zivchei Mesim. Why does the Pasuk have Yechu Zivchei Mesim? Ma mes metama be'oyel. After Kavzoy Zara, if the Chama is also metama be'oyel. So if this is Takei Limud Diaraisa, in a Chanami, it would have the same din as a mes, and you have Shlishi Shli. But if this is just an Asmach, the Rabbanan, then you'd only have.
It's in Tehillim, so it's not in the Torah, so it's not Diaraisa.
In other words, you're supporting the idea that it's probably not in the Torah, it's probably on the Rabbanan. Gansai. Ganz meglich. So the Gemara by Tzav the Mishnah Shechit Balayla. The Chin Asuma Shechit Shechitosik Shech.
Wow.
You shecht at night, it's dark, or a blind person shechted, the Shechitis Kshere, as long as you can see that what he did, it's hard to see at night, right? But if you can tell that he did a good Shechita, for instance, after the Shechita was over, he shechted at 5 o'clock in the morning, a few minutes later, there was a little sunlight, I look, hey, wow, that shechita, perfect shechita. Or even during the day, assume he shechted, and I see how he shechs it nicely. No shehia, no drisa, everything is perfect. Then shechitosik sheira is kusha. So to Yomara, but the lashon of the mishnah shechitosik sheira sounds like don't go and shech balayl lechatchila, and don't have it suma shech lechil. But b'diavad, if you did it, shechitosik sheira. I shoychet in d'diavad in chilaloi. Or in mini, I'll ask you from a brayser. Where it says li oilam shachten bein bayoyim uvein balayla. Oh, even balayla oilam you can check balayla. Mashma, even the chetchila. Bein berosh gag, bein berosh svina. Even if you're top of the roof, even if you happen to be in a svina, why does he bring about the berosh gag and berosh svina? So Rashi says because if he'd be on the gag, I might think why is he going shechting up there? Maybe he's shechting with tzvo hashemayim. In other words, to the constellations, to the stars, maybe not to Rabbeinu Shalom. Or if he's doing it on the ship, that when he's doing it on the ship, maybe after that he takes all of the blood and he pours it over the side. So maybe he's doing kind of a
Zrika
elevation, a nisach for the Sar Hayam or something. Says Rashi, and the reason why he's doing it very simply is he doesn't want to be metanef, the Sfina, he doesn't want to go and make it dirty, because after that can bring to hunt. The Hanti virus, whatever the thing is called.
Hunter,
exactly. And therefore, that's why he's pouring it out. Otherwise, they're going to go and put him in quarantine for a week. It shouldn't spread. Mm. Yeah. Okay, so the Masi, you're allowed to go and check the Chachilla on the Gag and the Svina. No problem. So now we have a Stira. In our mission, it says, Ashoichet Balayla B'dievet. And there it says, Shoichten Le'oilam Bein Balayla. If you're in the Chachilla. Amra Papa, it all depends. Bishavuka Kinegdoi. Is there a torch next to him? If it is a torch, then our father because Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of light and he sees what's going on. There's a torch. However, our mission is talking about that there was no torch. You shouldn't shech balayla chatchila because, you know, instead of cutting at the neck, you might cut at the feet.
Hagrama
or something. Cut the different part of the animal altogether. So avada lechatchila, you should do it during the day. If avuka kenegdah, you can do lechatchila at night. If, however, you did at night and there was no avukah kenegdah, and you did a good shechita, but the avukah should also be Omer Vashi, Dikin Ham, you'll bring your eye that this is not just a doichik shot, this is the real McCoy. Diktoni Hosam, Tamiyadiyoin. Sachadumi and the Summa, look at the accompanying other situation. In the case of the Brais, it says, Shechitim bin bayoin bin balayla. He meant to say that the Laila is like yoin, Laila kayoin yoir, because he had avukah kenegdah. Then you can do lechatchila. The case of our Balayla in the Mishnah is a case similar to a Summa, that Nebuch 24 hours a day, there's no night, there's no light, and there's no Avuka Kenegda, and even if Avuka Kenegda, it's worthless vis-a-vis the Shoich and Gabi the Summa. And therefore, Hasan Dumi the Yoim, and that's why even Chachilla, Hasan Dumi the Summa, that's why only Bidi Evid, because there was no Avuka, there was no light, Shema Minah.
It's dangerous like Delilah.
Dangerous like Delilah, Delilah, beautiful.